basically the people I've been speaking with, they've reacted in shock and horror, but they're also very much counting their blessings that no one was actually killed. For the police to fire at least 6 shots through the windscreen could have quite easily killed all the occupants of the car, all 6 of them, and the fact that no one was killed outright is certainly something to be thankful for.
And the New South Wales Greens have pointed to footage in King's Cross of a police officer striking a young Aboriginal man after he'd been shot and dragged from the vehicle.
Yep.
Does that point to a broader problem in the way police officers treat Indigenous Australians?
Well, that highlights the brutality of the police methods, and not only against Aboriginal people. If Troy Taylor, who was the one who got shot in the neck and dragged from the car, no resistance whatsoever if you look at the video footage, and then suddenly this police officer starts whacking into him with his fist. Now, the lad was bleeding badly, and what should have happened is he should have been extracted and he should have been handed over to the medical team, the ambulance officers. But this didn't happen. He was pulled from the car, thrown to the ground. He was punched. How many times? We are not sure yet. And he was then rolled over onto his stomach, and he was cuffed, and then he was dragged like a sack of potatoes across the road and just dumped, and had a police officer kneeling next to him. He's still bleeding. Like, I mean, his blood's all over the place, but no medical attention was given.
In this particular case, the allegedly stolen car ended up on the footpath and threatened the safety of pedestrians in the area. Did police have a responsibility to protect pedestrians?
Of course. That is part of their role. There's some questions to be asked about that. I've seen no photos, video footage or reports that explain in detail what methods the police initially took to stop the car when they recognised the driver and that. It's alleged that the car went up on the footpath, dragged one woman for 10 metres or something, hit another person, and yet when we see the car, it is badly smashed in at the front end, and it's back on the road again.
In this case, though, the 14-year-old driver should never have been behind the wheel, given at his age he didn't have a licence.
Of course not.
Does that highlight some broader problems with underage driving?
Of course. Car stealing is not the sole responsibility of Aboriginal kids. All kids steal cars of all races. And the police have their hands full in trying to chase these people and track them and do all these sorts of things.